Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Neville Whitehead reporting to you from high atop Mount Karajami in western Nepal with another exclusive and live edition of Mysteries of the Universe. We are presently standing outside a cave that is situated high among the snow-covered peaks of the imposing Karajami. What is to be found inside this cave? Well, it is our understanding that this is the humble abode of the Great One. Yes, the incomparable Great One, spiritual leader of the East, the divine master and teacher to billions of faithful followers, and indeed, the man considered by many to be the wisest man on the face of the earth. So, in another first for British broadcasting, we are proud to present to you an interview with the Great One. Oh, Great One, may we enter?
Sure, come on in!
Thank you. We've traveled quite a distance for the opportunity to meet you, Great One.
Oh, it must have cost you a fortune.
Yes, of course. Well, we've prepared some questions for you, oh, Great One. And you can trust me when I tell you that there are literally millions of people out there waiting to hear your wise and thoughtful responses.
Hey, mister, maybe you'd like first a knish, a glaze of tea.
No, thank you. I would much rather begin the interview. How often do we have the privilege of talking to the wisest man alive?
Okay, sure. Go ahead, ask me some questions.
Thank you. Now, is it true, sir, that you spend all of your time sitting in this cave meditating?
Yeah, who told you such a thing? I exercise.
Most fascinating.
Every day I exercise.
What sort of exercise?
Baseball.
Baseball? But isn't
well,
that...
Well, you get sick of ping pong after a while, too.
But that's a Western. In fact, that's an American sport.
What's wrong with America? Such a fine country. With leaders like Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill.
I beg your pardon. Winston Churchill was hardly American. He was thoroughly British.
Yeah, sure, it's all fine British. To me, this is all the same thing.
I see. Well, then, if you are familiar with our culture, how, for example, would you compare Western literature with the Eastern variety?
Well, there's very little in the West that compares to Seymour's works.
Seymour? Who is Seymour?
What? You never heard of Seymour? Seymour Confucius?
Well, I hardly think that Confucius, great as he may have been, could compare with William Shakespeare, for example.
Shakespeare. What did he write already? Much Ado About Kicherlech, A Midsummer Night in the Catskills.
My word.
Fiddler on the Roof, The Taming of the Schwieger.
Fiddler on the Roof? Why, you daft?
You know, come to think of it, you're right. Shakespeare wasn't too bad. Of course, that's because he was a Jewish writer.
You must be out of your mind. Shakespeare was not Jewish.
What's the matter with you? All the great minds in history were Jewish. In politics, you got Benjamin the Israeli, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Karl Marx and his brother.
This is absurd.
And look at your scientists and inventors, Albert Einstein, Sigmund Freud, Alexander Graham Schwartz, Thomas Alva Edelstein.
This is rubbish.
Sir Isaac Newman, Benjamin Frankel.
Sir, I don't know where you get your information from, but most of those men were certainly not Jewish.
They were Jewish.
Most definitely not.
They certainly were. Oh, my name is Mendel Finkelstein.
Mendel Finkel... But aren't you Raj Swami Bhagwan Singh Swami Lama Kaha, the great yogi of the East?
Oh, you mean Irving. You got the wrong cave. He's just up the hill, second door on your right.